Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Get up, man.
Good morning, radio and podcast listeners. I am Jay, your host of the Home and Mortgage Talk Show right here on KRDO or whatever podcast platform you desire. Just this week, met some friends from out of state, Arizona, Chris and Jake, and just very, very humbled to be able to provide them with my radio show slash podcast, The Jay Garvin Show, on any platform out there, whether it is Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, almost every platform. And I really thank KRDO for doing that, for getting that out on all the platforms, because I appreciate you, the listener, very, very much. I've had amazing conversations with Sheldon, if you're out there listening. I've had amazing conversations with Pat, if you're out there. I've had amazing conversations with Tim and Cora. There's been more than 6 to 8 conversations in the last month alone where I've felt very empowered and very energized by you sharing with me, Jay. We appreciate your transparent approach. We appreciate your research and your accuracy on topics. Pat said, Jay, I appreciate you taking on the tough conversations and telling it with your interpretation of the truth and not some DEI, woke, watered down, push a mortgage for profit, sell a piece of real estate off the back of some poor American approach. And I appreciate that very, very much. It empowers me to do it more. So I want you to be patient and excited with me today. Here is the radio show, and the reason we're able to bring you radio shows, they are paid for by Jay Garvin's and in the past Churchill Mortgage. I now pay for them by myself. Since I took a step back from a regional management role in Churchill, that will be returning. But it's me, it's my family that spends tens of thousands of dollars a year to bring this radio show to you from our family budget, from my business budget, not Churchill's, although I work at Churchill. But it's getting partners, amazing partners like the most recent Jersey Mike's and Nate. And also do not want to forget about Texas Roadhouse and John. These are amazing partners, Rick Gillett and Farmers, and the list goes on and on and on. It's very, very important. And if you choose to do a purchase or refinance loan at an amazing competitive price at a very, very high level of customer service with me personally, not my team, with me personally, you call me at 719-330-1457, because this is why these transparent conversations are able to happen. And I do encourage you to call again, the number 719-330-1457, whether it's for an insurance quote, whether it's for a mortgage, whether you want to meet Brad from Co-Create to get a project done, whether it's if you're a contractor and want to meet with Dave over at Pella, if you want to meet with Empire Title, amazing place to do title, with Bill McAfee and Ashley, the president, and Kelsey Dunham is going to be on the show today, Springs Body Sculpting. All of these partners are just simply amazing. But today's conversation, with the drum roll, Matt, as my energy drink is bubbling and cold, it's a very simple title and conversation, but really difficult. Many layers of this onion to unfold and to remove layer after layer, but the simple subject is purchase now in 2025, period. Now, that says a lot. and there's a lot behind it, like 8 pages of notes and everything. But here's the bottom line up front. I'm going to go in and share with you what factors determine whether a neighborhood, a zip code, a city, or a state has a strong and increasing economy and home values. And then, of course, the opposite, those that don't have an economy, don't have a desirability and attraction, and what the cost or benefit is of that. And then how and why has Colorado Springs specifically remained so popular and so constant in their growth and their attractiveness as our city presents itself? And then the other thing is, how and will Colorado Springs even continue, in El Paso County and Pikes Peak region, even continue to be this amazing bright light in what seems to be coming a dark or a low light attraction to the rest of the state, especially in Denver? And for affordability wise, I mean, places like Vail, Aspen, Summit County, Breckenridge, all of these, Boulder, these places are just almost uninhabitable for the average American and have been so for years. Is this going to happen to Denver and specifically our Colorado Springs as well? And then finally, how you can take part to actually purchase now. I mean, this is a story that goes back 35 years with me, folks. I was sitting in Germany in 1993 when Dan and Barb, who were missionaries living with me, Dan Evans now lives in Utah, still doing military ministries, bringing young single military members to Christ, and we were praying, and I said, boy, I don't know where I'm going to go after I'm done with Germany. And out of nowhere, my missionary friend Dan says, no, you're going to go to Colorado Springs, a place called Colorado Springs. And I'm like, that's interesting, because I want to go to Colorado. I was raised coming out here skiing with my family, and people will tell you, they come to Colorado for the snow and the skiing, but they stay for the summers, and that's so true for me, and you have your own story as well. But the bottom line is when I was in Alabama for flight school, I received a map and I circled a little tiny circle around Fort Carson, and it turned out to be 80906 Ivy Wild, the Broadmoor, the south end of town that the Lord would bring me. And I honestly believe this radio show and you, the audience, is part of the main spiritual reason why I came to this city. So we're going to have an amazing conversation today about purchasing now in 2025 for real estate, why the environment is ripe, how Colorado Springs fits into that, and the question of whether you fit into that. I'll tell you the bottom line up front. I have 6 houses in this county, and for the first time since 2017, folks, the Garvin's family is purchasing one in the fourth quarter of 2025 or the first quarter of 2026. So hop on board and call me at 719-330-1457 to see how you can buy your next house right here in Colorado Springs. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
Please get off the fence.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, wait a minute.
Entire hour, I am talking about purchasing now in 2025. Some of that comes with the innovation and the growth of Colorado Springs. I'm going to go at like 2,000 words a minute with wind gusts up to 4,000 words. It's going to get crazy because the next segment I'm going to have Kelsey Dunham in here from Springs Body Sculpting talking about cutting edge things that she's doing as well in this city with their clinic and Matt the doctor. But fasten your seatbelt, because here's the reality. If you have to go, here's the biggest takeaways right now from today that I want to share. Colorado Springs, by fact, is the fastest growing, most popular city in Colorado. Colorado, period. Home values have been stable. Inventory now is at an 11-year high. And rates, like I promised you earlier this year, you can go to the past podcast and listen to it. I said as early as July of 2025, we were going to have rate decreases. And I got it almost down to the day. Over the last 3 weeks alone, interest rates have gone down a quarter of a point. They've gone down over a half a point so far this year, and I believe they're going to go down another full half a point before we ring in the new year with celebrations at New Year. And then lastly, I want you to be able to take care of this buying window right now in Colorado Springs, because as soon as rates go back down to the mid and low 5%, we are going to see not a stability of real estate, but another big 10% burst in equity. Great for homeowners, frustrating again for buyers. So in unpacking all of this, I want to have like real estate investing and value according to Jay. Now, this is just my opinion. I've been very, very successful with real estate. I think first and foremost, that's because of the blessing of Jesus Christ and what my wife and I have decided to commit this money to in the long run. I'll tell you right now, we absolutely 100% in our life are going to sell one of our houses for cash because we have no mortgages, and we will fund how many orphans, young Hondurans, young Americans that need to do it, whether it is in Tennessee or whether it is in Tegucigalpa, whatever you pronounce the capital of Honduras. We will do something similar to what the founder of Chick-fil-A did and start to fund foster and orphaned children. And that's my passion. That's really why real estate gives me options. I wanted to give you options. But here is the simplified big picture of me and real estate and its value for an individual, for a city, for a state, or even for us as a country. It all comes down to supply and demand, and it's not that difficult. It really isn't. It's everything I preach on this show. It's the exact same message over and over. It's demographics. It's the fact if you have a generation like the baby boomers that's 78 million strong in its heyday before a portion have passed away like they have, because they're now the oldest living generation. There's literally like less than 50,000 silent generation folks left born between 1925 and 1945. The baby boomers changed everything they touched growing up because there were so many peers around them that were buying coonskin hats, or their parents, the greatest generation, were buying brand new 1954 homes, which is still my favorite year to buy a house, 1954, when they were exploding America and the greatest generation was having babies at a breakneck speed, to every popular station wagon, to the 1964 and a half Mustang, to the McMansions today, to the SUVs, now to the all-wheel drive sports cars like Audis and Porsches, and now the mini SUVs, retirement accounts, stock market, anything they've touched. That's the same thing with individual neighborhoods, zip codes, and cities. The reality is that you either have exclusive property or inclusive. You're either right against the lake, or you're right against the mountains like we are, or you have endless real estate like Denver. You have endless real estate like Austin, Texas. Endless real estate like Council Grove, Kansas. The list goes on and on and on. Very, very exclusive up in Boulder. They butt up against mountains. You know, we're talking about limited real estate and opportunity compared to limitless. It's a supply and demand thing. That's why I say I live in lakefront property, because in the Broadmoor, I'm literally less than a 15-minute walk and a 6-minute motorcycle ride to Pikes Peak National Forest. It's right there. You can't build any further unless you get into Manitou, Cascade, Green Mountain Falls, Woodland Park, and look at the exclusivity and the value in those cities. But availability, exclusiveness, Colorado Springs can only grow east. We can't grow north because of Monument Hill, the Gap, and the Air Force Academy. We can't grow to the south because literally the third largest Army base in the country is Fort Carson, which is part of our growth. Forget not that. I'm going to talk later about the fact that the Air Force Academy was recruited to come here by Colorado Springs and ranchers who pooled their land. The genius leadership of Colorado Springs in the 40s said, federal government, come take this gift of land from Fort Carson, which then was Camp Carson, and the list goes on with the Union Printers Building, the School of the Deaf and the Blind, Ant Airfield turning into the U.S. Olympic Training Center. The list goes on and on. The Olympic Museum, all of these, that land was donated. So many things leads to that exclusivity. So you can't grow to the west in Colorado Springs. You can't grow to the north. You can't grow to the south. You can only grow to the east. That's why you have, you know, the state of Banning Lewis out to our east. But you also have the growth. I mean, some of these things are just incredible, folks. Do you know in 1950, Colorado Springs only had like 50,000 people in the entire city? That it's just crazy. And now, if you look at it, Colorado Springs has grown from 50,000 people all the way to over 300,000 people when I came here in 1996. In 2012, when I launched this radio show, it exploded just over that 16 years. From 1996 to 2012, it went from 330,000 people to 430,000 people. Now, understand, in the same time, El Paso County went from just under 500,000, 465,000 people in 1996 to 650,000 people in 2012. We've had a lot of growth. And that's continued, not at such a breakneck pace, from the mid-1940s, after the war, all the way until like 2000, it was just exploding. I mean, almost doubling every decade after. But now, in Colorado Springs today, we have over 500,000 people. And in El Paso County, which is the largest county in the state now, at 750,000 people. But if you look back, the inventory in this growth is why I'm so excited to share with you that now is the time to buy in Colorado Springs. We have the highest number of houses available that we've had since 2014, 11 years ago. I have plenty of houses. I have bought some in Tennessee. Now I've sold one. And for the first time since 2017, 8 years is the last time I bought a house in Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and I'm probably going to do it west of I-25. And I tell you why to do that. Why? Because that's mountain or lakefront property. And that's why I encourage you, because there's more choice. And because of supply and demand, like I tell you, now you have big generation baby boomers, small generation me, Gen X, big generation millennials, and now a smaller generation, Gen Z. Demand for houses will eventually go down in this country once we've played catch up. But during COVID and the Great Recession in Colorado Springs, there were not enough homes built. And now over the last 3 years, as the economy has softened since 2022 with Bidenomics and inflation, there's less inventory in Colorado Springs for single-family homes than ever before. But there's more homes now. And 2014 in August was the last time there was over 4,000 homes, and I'm going to talk about this later in the month with Bill McAfee. But back then, in 2014, there was only 440,000 people in Colorado Springs. Now there's 500,000. So we need like 11% more homes just to keep up. So we really need to get to like 4,600 homes before we hit the equal level of housing availability as 2014, because we've grown so much. And I'm telling you, folks, by 2040, houses aren't going to be $500,000 median price in Colorado Springs. It's going to be up to like $700,000. And if you think that's impossible, Boulder's median price is $924,000. But it's interesting because now their population is not growing like Colorado Springs and El Paso County. It has shrunk like Denver over 3% over the last 4 years because of COVID, because of the legislative decisions. There's a lot of different reasons. But I want to share with you, availability exclusivity is one of the reasons why Colorado Springs has been so attractive. And demand and supply is driven by all of these factors. The availability and exclusivity, the growth, which I talked to you about, not only in population, but industry, in recruitment, in quality of life. All of these things attract growth. And that goes into the third point. How much desirability does your neighborhood, zip code, city, or state have? See, Colorado Springs is still growing, but Denver is not. Colorado is plateauing because of the horrendous politics of Denver. People don't want to live here anymore. Woke is dead. And the only people that don't know that is the progressives that are in their cloud of promotion on this crap. I mean, just look at the American Eagle ad lately with Sydney Sweeney or whatever her name is she tells people, I have good genes. You know, it's almost illegal for a fair-skinned, blonde, blue-eyed girl to say that in the old world. But in the new world of prosperity, there's that battle going on. And then finally, affordability is a huge issue, folks. And we're going to talk about that. Colorado Springs is still respectively affordable compared to the Denver metro area and Boulder. And as people work there, a lot of people are relocated. And then the last one is commerce, jobs, and industry. And that's what we need to focus on. So you have availability, growth, desirability, affordability, and then, of course, commerce, jobs, industry. All of that is what makes real estate appreciate instead of depreciate. And that's what we have here in Colorado Springs. And it's because we are growing and we are innovative. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me, 719-330-1457 to start your next purchase or refinance mortgage. Rates are falling fast, folks. Get on board.
Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Housekeeping? Bang.
I am Jay, talking about why purchasing now in 2025 is the best. And breaking that down, last segment, I said, hey, look it, there are universal characteristics of neighborhoods, zip codes, and cities to attract people. You have to have exclusivity, you have to have growth, you have to have desirability, you have to have affordability, and here's the thing, you have to have cutting-edge commerce, jobs, and industry. And this is the last place that Colorado Springs really needs to define, like getting national headquarters here for companies, having cutting-edge real estate and commerce and mortgage and service products here. And to join me to passionately dive into this subject is Kelsey from Springs Body Sculpting. How you doing, Kelsey?
I'm doing excellent.
And you and Dr. Dunham, Matt, are on the cutting edge with your clinic. Like Churchill, we're the only mortgage company in the city and the state that offers a certified loan, which means we will fully underwrite a loan all the way through electronically, but a human being to process it and underwrite it, that's very expensive, even before you shop for a house.
Yeah.
No one else does that. It costs money, but because we're Dave Ramsey's exclusive and high customer service, we want to raise the bar. This is the same way with your clinic.
Yeah.
You guys offer, you know, facials and cosmetics and Botox, stuff like that, that everybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
But you have exclusive procedures and exclusive machines. Kind of talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we started out smaller and we built things as we grew little by little, but as we did that, we would buy things and invest in certain treatment plans or protocols or even devices that would work like symbiosis with one another to complement what we already had. So now we actually are the only place in the Springs that has, in surrounding areas, that has every single thing from aesthetic to holistic wellness to intimate health for both men and women.
And I want to write that. Buckle in, people, because this is what she texted me early today. Jay, we do have unique and exclusive equipment. We have Apex, a man's intimate health device, as well as the Empower RF, women's intimate health. And then also, this is amazing, the things with your TED hair restoration and devices for both men and women.
Yep.
There are things that can happen down in a boy and girl shorts that need to be fixed later in life.
It's a true story. And
I'm here telling you the truth.
And it's not even just for when things go south. It's even before. It enhances everything. And what we do is it's a whole holistic approach. Like it's, we put together comprehensive customized treatment plans, whether it be for, again, aesthetic or holistic or wellness. We have it all. We also have certain supplements and peptide therapies, anything that you need to have a whole complete package. I treat it like how I cook or bake. You know, there's ingredients, certain ingredients you need to have an entire finished product. And that is a big mistake that I think a lot of people can make, is think that it's, they think it's just a one-size-fits-all approach. Or, hey, this place only has this one treatment option, so they're going to try to fit every square peg into a round hole. Where really,
this really
you don't
should
have
be
to do
your
that.
Next advertisement. If you've got a leak in your kitchen sink, call a plumber. If you yourself have a leak, call Spring Body's Company.
Yes. Oh my, yes, actually, we are the aesthetic plumbers.
You're the aesthetic
plumbers.
We can stop the leak so I don't need to buy Depend.
Oh, no,
can we also say that with electrician? Keep electric?
Yeah, keep electric. So, I mean, but we laugh about it, but if we want to be a city and the best city in the whole state, I don't want to be like Denver. I want to be very different than Denver. But we have to have cutting-edge technologies, and these things are the only place in Colorado Springs you have to go. I mean, people have to drive all the way to Denver to get any and all of these procedures, devices.
They used to.
And now you can come right
they come
to
here,
you.
And it's funny because now they'll tell me, like when people come in, they're like, I had no idea you were here for so long. Because, you know, it takes time to build a presence and organic presence. And so the more and more people find out, they're like, I don't have to go to Denver. This is amazing.
I know.
They don't have to. And if there's something that perhaps we don't do, which there's not much that we don't, but there's some that we don't, then I am honest and I'll tell them, this is who you want to go for this. You want to go here for this. But we will make sure that what we have, you can pretty much do anything there.
Absolutely.
So.
And it goes across all. Like, I was very, very proud of Dr. Pak, who did the knee replacement with the partial knee replacement. There are a couple individuals that did it, but he was the first one in town. And Dr. Donna, Matt, being on the cutting edge is absolutely essential. And what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
They can call or text us at 719-259-0024. They can also email us at contact@springsbodysculpting.com. Mm-hmm. But we usually get to them a little quicker with calling or texting us.
Yeah, and just like Colorado Springs has been on the cutting edge like you and I spoke of, one of the biggest things that makes Colorado Springs different, I told you, is that way back in the Zebulon Pike days and General Palmer, they like donated land to people, to the School of the Deaf and Blind, to the Union Printers Building, to Camp Carson, to the Olympic Training Center, taking Ant Air Base for a dollar, to the Air Force Academy, and so many more that I don't have the chance. But also, we have a tremendous military presence with NORAD and Fort Carson and Peterson and the Air Force Academy, now the Space Academy, the Space Force, and Schriever. With you guys, the most recent machine is your male enhancement machine. Mm-hmm. How did you and Dr. Matt Dunham even know that piece of equipment existed?
So we are big fans of a manufacturer called InMode.
Okay.
So we go to a lot of their conferences, and we actually have done quite well with a lot of their devices.
Absolutely.
And so they approached us when they were first talking about this. We are the first one in Colorado to even own this machine.
In Colorado?
In the whole state of Colorado, yeah.
Bam, girlfriend.
Yeah, we are the first. Yep.
People come down from Denver for this. Now,
yep.
Just a side note, because I'm like a squirrel that's running through a dog park looking at all angles and going crazy. When did you guys buy it? This year or last year?
We just got it a few months ago.
Oh, my
and
God.
So,
and I talked to you guys.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now, you can depreciate that capitalization into your business, even though, and I'm sure like everything else, I'm sure that it's financed to some degree.
Yep.
And so you can break the payments down over years and you take 100% of that and get 20 to 30% of that cost back just in tax savings.
Exactly.
That's a whole separate. So you guys love this company. What's the name of it again?
It's called Apex. And we also, what you just said about giving free stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm all about value add. And again, introducing some other stuff that would benefit and complement what they come in for. I do also give some complimentary gift with purchases to introduce people to something else I think would benefit them. But yeah, we just got this machine, and all of the clinical studies are amazing, but of course we do our own clinical studies. So for the first several months we have a machine, we give massive discounts and free treatments to people because we want our own case studies. And so we've had quite some success thus far. We haven't officially launched it on our website yet. Our landing page is in progress. So if you go to our website, you won't quite find Apex just yet, probably in the next month or so.
Because you have to have real legitimate gains and data. And,
and we don't just rely on what a company gives us. I mean, they're great, yes, to know when we want to buy it, but then we do our own. We do that with every device we have. We want our own testimonials, our own people, and our own success stories. That is how we successfully launch a product. Same thing with our TED. We're kind of like in secret right now, like only telling our inside people thus far. Then once we have our own before and after photos, our own stories to tell and clinical data, we have that to boost on top of the companies, manufacturers, and then boom. We've got all of our proof in the pudding.
This is fantastic. And even, I mean, this is how raw and transparent this show is. We need to have new ad copy saying that you guys have equipment that nobody else in the state has.
Yeah.
You're cutting edge, and let people know, because information is power. Okay, so
absolutely.
As our time goes so fast, how do people, what's the best way for people to get a hold of you or do research on some of the offerings that you have at your wonderful clinic?
So they can visit our website at springsbodysculpting.com, and you can call or text us at 719-259-0024.
And this summer, which has gone past so fast, and I know you have children and little ones, what are you finding? I know a lot of other industries, especially in travel and stuff like that, have been affected. Do you guys see summer as your busier period or your slower period? I think holidays are your best.
It's interesting because before, when we were still a little smaller, we had summers could be a little bit more dead, and then after Christmas. But now, I'll be honest, this past couple of years, we have been steady throughout the year. I think in June, I guess you could see like June when more people are vacationing. Like I have more people calling and saying, hey, I'm going to reschedule or whatnot. But
that's fantastic.
Even then we're pretty busy.
Yep. And for me, it's slow in summer, but with rates going down, it's been busier. So don't hesitate to call me during the break, 719-330-1457. I can get a hold of Kelsey for you, connect you to at Springs Body Sculpting. And stay tuned, because I'm going to finish up and put a beautiful little bow on the conversation of why you should purchase now in 2025. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Follow me, everything is all right. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
What's that you say? Oh man, no way.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
When I thought I just can't stop.
Keep this up, you're going to blow your top.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am going to wrap up the conversation and show the last 10 minutes here about why I encourage you to purchase now in 2025. Just like I shared with Springs Body Sculpting and Kelsey, where they have cutting-edge machinery, cutting-edge equipment, cutting-edge therapies, we need to take that approach as an entirety with Colorado Springs. Not the biggest, definitely. I think Colorado Springs is very strongly situated, as I've got right here in my notes, that Colorado Springs is a very red raft in an extremely blue ocean right now. And Colorado's being the safest large city between Pueblo, Grand Junction, Greeley, Fort Collins, Boulder, Denver. Colorado Springs is exceptionally safe. For Colorado Springs to be inclusive with our military bases and rodeos and all of the diversity that's growing with all different ethnic groups is a huge plus for Colorado Springs, and we need to grow more. With Colorado Springs, there's been some exceptionally ingenious ways to promote the city, like I said, with all of the land donations and promotions of organizations all the way from the School of the Deaf and Blind to the Printers Union, like the Union Printer Building was donated land to Camp Carson, which is now Fort Carson, which has exploded, and of course, Ent Air Base and then Peterson Air Base and bringing in the Air Force Academy and the Air Force and now the Space Force and NORAD and all of that that went through. Colorado Springs has become culturally more mature. I mean, Colorado Springs, the highest ranked school in the entire state, is not Boulder or CSU. And don't get me wrong, I love them. My daughter's going to CSU. It's the Air Force Academy that's ranked at like 60th in the country. It's the Olympic Training Center that we host and the museum. It's the wonderful additions economically, like the Switchbacks and the Ford Amphitheater that now does the same artists that go to Red Rocks, which was a small part as to how Denver became famous. But Colorado Springs, I think we should steadfast with lower taxes, very conservative things, keep open spaces large, but keep things affordable. Denver has basically lost its way. I'm going to do a radio show on that next week about it's. I'm going to tell you in advance, it's called Colorado Jeans, G-E-N-E-S, with this whole Sydney Sweeney and American Outfitters commercial and stuff. But Denver has gone astray, folks. That's just a reality. I mean, it's very, very scary. The things that Colorado Springs needs to be concerned with, folks, is that we have a deficit in our city of like $11 million. But hey, it's much better than Denver. Denver's got like a $50 million deficit. And this will blow your mind. Like, the state of Colorado, this affects us, folks, has like a $600 million deficit, and with all of the pork that Doge and this administration has cut out, there is much as a $1 or $2 billion deficit next year because Colorado leans so much on subsistence and programs that depended on federal money. Well, we need to remain strong and independent as a city of Colorado Springs, because guess what? Colorado Springs, mayor, get in your damn budget. I mean, mortgage sucked over the last 3 years. Churchill Mortgages went from 1,000 team members down to 400 team members. Suck it up, Colorado Springs. Tighten up your staff and downsize. Colorado, suck it up. Downsize. Get inside your budget. United States of American Congress, get inside your budget. That's what my wife and I have had to do when our income went from $500,000 to less than $100,000. You know, oh, cry river of tears for us. But we've done the Dave Ramsey. That's why Churchill, I love it so much, because we've done the Dave Ramsey. And you have to live and stay within your means. And that's what is going to help maintain the value of your property, folks. And I'm telling you right now, Colorado Springs, where Denver's home value is dropping literally 10 to 20%. Colorado Springs this last month, we had the highest median home price in the history of our city and county, $500,000. In order to make this affordable, we need more industry, we need more commerce, we need to attract more people to get the wages up from $70,000 to $100,000 to $150,000 median. And we want to do that not on the backs of government jobs, but private industry jobs. And if you hear my passion and it excites you, call me at 719-330-1457. I can tell you if the neighborhood or zip code that you're thinking about is going to be at the top end of appreciation in Colorado Springs and El Paso County or on the bottom end. If I never talk to you ever, I'm going to tell you, purchase west of I-25. There's a couple exceptions to that. There's neighborhoods, the old North End, Flying Horse, Old Farm, stuff like that. But purchase west of I-25 and make sure that you save money now, because this is why, folks, this is the biggest thing. Interest rates are dropping. They've already went from the high eights in 2023, and then they settled down to the low sevens. Then they went back up to like 7.75. Now they've come back down, folks, to like 7% or below, and they're going to come down another 0.5% to the mid 6% range by the end of the year, and then it is game over, because I do believe Colorado Springs is going to do the right things. There's a huge difference between Detroit, Michigan, and Colorado Springs, just like there's a big difference between Detroit, Michigan, and Denver. Denver's reinvented itself over the years. It's losing its way, but it's still a great city. They're really on the clock right now for change. If they don't change and change more and get away from this whole woke Denver legislative approach, that city's going to go down, and with it goes down the popularity and the reputation of our state. But Colorado Springs, very, very red raft in a blue ocean, and I'm glad to swim in it with you. I can help you get your mortgage purchase loan to buy your house. So give me a call, 719-330-1457, and that's why I want you to purchase a house now in 2025. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and as I always say, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
It's dark on Friday, your mama doesn't know she's leaving. Did she hear the scream or slamming, rubber squealing, gears are jamming, local country station just a blaring on the radio, picking up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
Going down till the sun comes out,
comes a